My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 22nd day of October, 2016. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and businesses built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the program, I'll post links on the IDH program links page to some of the materials we talk about tonight. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there's a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed 46,000 times since it was posted 2 years ago, and it has been it's now in its ninth edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Also, I wanted to announce that I've started a weekly talk show call dedicated to the material in Lawfully Yours, where we discuss the different strategies. The call is on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can click on the talk show logo on my homepage to locate the call information. If you don't have access to a computer, you can dial 724-444-7444 and punch in the call ID, which is 120-481. Let me repeat those numbers. You can call to get onto the talk show call. You can call 724-444-7444, and the caller ID number that you'll have to be instructed to punch in is 120-481. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about a little bit more. We've talked a lot about it. The corporate beast that is getting more vicious, I swear, more vicious each week. As I listen to the news and the politics, once people understand that the whole language is now corporate speak, you become even more keenly aware of the position we're all in. I mean, everyone uses terms, the same terms, going forward. They all have the same taglines. They are all given, they have the same speechwriters. I swear they do. And so it's all translated into corporate spin. All the politicians talk corporate spin. All the newscasters talk corporate spin. It's almost impossible to get away from it. So tonight we're going to go a little bit back in time and listen to some clips. These are audio clips from the amazing, brilliant documentary that was released in 2003. It was produced by a gentleman by the name of Mark Akbar, a Canadian, and the name of the documentary is The Corporation. If we're going to be drowning in corporate speak, it makes sense. In fact, it's critical that we understand what the corporate beast is, because it's everywhere. And I want to make one point before we start with these audio clips. Try to listen for who's making the rules, because I'm hoping people are getting to understand that if you control what is legal and what is illegal, you can control everything. And that's what's going on right now. The people themselves are not in control of what's legal and what's illegal. Okay, let's start by playing clip number one, Ken. Can we play clip one? Are you there? Hello? Yes, thank you. Yes, yes.
Corporations are artificial creations. You might say they're monsters trying to devour as much profit as possible at anyone's expense.
I think of a whale, gentle, big fish, which can swallow you in an instant.
Dr. Frankenstein's creation has overwhelmed and overpowered him, as the corporate form has done with us.
The word corporate gets attached in almost, you know, in a pejorative sense to, and gets married with the word agenda. And one hears a lot about the corporate agenda, as though it is evil, as though it is an agenda which is trying to take over the world. Personally, I don't use the word corporation. I use the word business. I will use the word company. I'll use the word business community. Because I think that is a much fairer representation than zeroing in on just this word, corporation.
What is a corporation?
It's funny that I've taught in a business school for as long as I have without ever having been asked so pointedly to say what I think a corporation is.
It is one form of business ownership.
It's a group of individuals working together to serve a variety of objectives, the principal one of which is earning large, growing, sustained, legal returns for the people who own the business.
The dominant role of corporations in our lives is essentially a product of roughly the past century. Corporations were originally associations of people who were chartered by a state to perform some particular function, like a group of people want to build a bridge over the Charles River or something like that.
There were very few chartered corporations in early United States history. And the ones that existed had clear stipulations in their state-issued charters. How long they could operate, the amount of capitalization, what they made or did or maintained, a turnpike, whatever, was in their charter, and they didn't do anything else. They didn't own or couldn't own another corporation. Their shareholders were liable, and so on.
In both law and the culture, the corporation was considered a subordinate entity that was a gift from the people in order to serve the public good. So you have that history, and we shouldn't be misled by it. It's not as if those were the halcyon days when all corporations served the public trust, but there's a lot to learn from that.
The Civil War and the Industrial Revolution created enormous growth in corporations, and so there was an explosion of railroads who got large federal subsidies of land, banking, heavy manufacturing, and corporate lawyers a century and a half ago realized they needed more power to operate and wanted to remove some of the constraints that had historically been placed on the corporate form.
The 14th Amendment was passed at the end of the Civil War to give equal rights to black people. And therefore, it said, no state can deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And that was intended to prevent the states from taking away life, liberty, or property from black people, as they had done for so much of our history. And what happens is the corporations come into court, and corporation lawyers are very clever, and they say, oh, you can't deprive a person of life, liberty, or property. We are a person. A corporation is a person. And the Supreme Court goes along with that.
And what was particularly grotesque about this was that the 14th Amendment was passed to protect newly freed slaves. So, for instance, between 1890 and 1910, there were 307 cases brought before the court under the 14th Amendment. 288 of these brought by corporations, 19 by African Americans.
People were killed to get rights for people. And then with strokes of the pen over the next 30 years, judges applied those rights to capital and property while stripping them from people.
Okay. I think that's an important one. I hope people got that a corporation is an artificially created legal construct. It's not real. That is so hard for people to understand. You can't get CBS on the phone. It is not real. It's an artificial legal construct. It is an entity. It's a fictitious entity created by lawyers who put words on a piece of paper, and these words get recorded as the corporate charter. But it is not real. The tragedy of what's going on today is the power that they've given this artificial construct created by lawyers today has more power. This fiction has more power than the living flesh and blood men and women who call Earth their home. It has more power than the trees, than the water, than every natural element on this planet is being overpowered by this artificial construct created by lawyers. And I'm hoping people get that. Yes, there are good lawyers, but tragically, the good lawyers have not overpowered the legal system. They're in the minority. These judges who make these decisions that affect everyone have no authority. The humans who live on this planet never gave the judiciary the authority to do what they have done. And here we are faced with this horrific situation where these artificial corporations are depleting our planet of resources, poisoning us, poisoning the planet, and we do not have a legitimate government right now today to make them stop. That's why this is such an important story, and it's so important that people understand this is an abstraction. I know I'm talking about abstraction, and it's difficult for me when people talk about abstractions that I'm unfamiliar with. I know it's difficult, but we really do need to understand the human population is the only population on the earth that would even remotely have the ability to take these corporations and put them back under the control of humanity and of the laws of nature. I mean, I sound like I'm preaching. On some level, I am. When you see how much poisoning fracking does, what Monsanto has done, what the BP oil spills, when you watch the toxic, we have toxic sites, 300 toxic sites in Ohio, Superfund sites that have never been cleaned up. So we cannot in any way, shape, or form presume that our government, any of this agency network, is taking care of this problem. Folks, they are not. They are part of it. So, let's go on to the next clip. Could we go on and just hear clip number 3, Ken?
Some of the best creative minds are employed to assure our faith in the corporate worldview. They seduce us with beguiling illusions designed to divert our minds and manufacture our consent.
corporations don't advertise products particularly. They're advertising a way of life, a way of thinking, you know, a story of you know, who we are as people and how we got here and what's the source of our so-called liberty and our so-called freedom. You know, so you have decades and decades and decades of propaganda and education teaching us to think in a certain way. When applied to the large corporation, it's that the corporation was inevitable, that it's indispensable, that it somehow is remarkably efficient, and that it is responsible for progress and a good life.
Perception management is a very interesting concept. It's basically a methodology which helps us when we work with our clients to go through a very systematic, thoughtful process in order to be able to help our clients identify what the resources are that they have, what the barriers to their success are, and how we can use communications to help them accomplish their objectives. Michael or Angelica came to me and said, "Dad, what do you do and why is it important?" My answer to that question is basically that I help corporations have a voice. And I help corporations share the point of view about how they feel about things.
They're selling themselves, they're selling their domination, they're selling their rule, and they're creating an image for themselves as just regular folks down the block.
I just love what that guy said. He was a president of a public relations company, and how corporations feel about things. Don't you love it? I mean, corporations have feelings. Sure they do. And they need a voice. Sure they do. They're all about money. They don't even see us as humans. They aren't real. But that's what I was raised with. I was raised at a time when TV was in my world from the time I was just a little guy all through today. And they have created an artificial reality between our TV, our movies, even the ads they put on TV give us a sense of who we are, what our freedoms might be, what kind of life potential we might have, and it's all fake. Every bit of it is fake. It is designed to manage our perception of this world. So every one of us has been in this tank of water of perception management from the time of our birth. When I come on and tell people, I try to even tell my family what a corporation is, and they have a tough time understanding it. Hang in there, folks. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back soon.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Talking tonight about the corporate beast, and those were audio clips from the amazing documentary. It's free online. I will put up a link for that. They've got the whole thing there, free online, or you can buy it. I believe they've even got an updated version that they've added more information to, and I believe their website is thecorporation.com. These people, I guess there were over 200 people who worked several years on this documentary. It is amazing. And it is just so honest. It looks at the corporate model so completely honestly, like I don't think any film has ever done. I don't think any author has ever done. They have really compiled something incredibly important. Corporations are everywhere. Everywhere. In fact, frequently I shop at Whole Foods, and I made a comment at checkout that I was just kind of disgusted. It was just such a corporate commercial mess, that store. I mean, every chance they get, they want to make it look this way and make the employees seem this way, and it's all perception management. When I said that to the cashier, I said, you know, this is just corporate, you know what, everywhere. She said, you know what we were told when we were hired? I said, what's that? And she said, don't ever call it a corporation. Always call it a business. So they know that the word, the corporation, the public is getting a general idea that the corporation is not friendly to living men and women. It is nothing but a parasite. It's a artificial, fictitious parasite. One individual said a corporation has no soul to save and no body to incarcerate. So you have to wonder how much impact it's had on our legal system, and the impact it's had on the legal system with the implementation of the Uniform Commercial Code is astronomical. All those statutes are written for persons. And let's review again, if you're a new listener, this may be new to you. What is a person according to the Uniform Commercial Code? Okay, and I'm reading from, we talked about that last week, I believe, UCC Article 1 General Provisions. And this is Part 2 General Definitions, number 27. A person means an individual, and trust me, people, that's a corporate construct, a corporation, a business trust, an estate, a trust partnership, limited liability company, association, joint venture, government, government subdivision, agency, or instrumentality, public corporation, or any other legal or commercial entity. Every one of those things is not alive. Every one of those things was created by lawyers on paper. Every last one. And yet they write these statutes like person as a pupil. They write these statutes, and when we go into court, they attempt to inflict the penalties and the fines and the fees on the living men and women, which would be us, when in actuality the statutes are not written for living men and women. They are written for persons. So we talk about that, and in Lawfully Yours we go into that a lot further. But this corporate construct is so damaging to natural life on planet Earth, it is almost indescribable, because they are trying to take over through public-private partnerships, these corporations created by attorneys that is just a bunch of words on a piece of paper, want to control your water, they want to control all your energy, they want to control all your food, they want to control all the land and the soil, they want to control the trees, they want to control the oceans. So once you get the magnitude of the problem and the fact we do not have a functioning government that is keeping them under control, in fact, what we have is a corporate government that is partnering with all of these multinational corporations. Now, some people have heard the ad for this show that has run on RBN and that frequently you'll hear even on this program, where let's go to break and I'll quote the material in that ad when we get back. Or maybe Ken will play it.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tonight we're talking about the corporate beast. Let's play the next clip, Ken, from
Imagine a world in which one of the things owned by a corporation was the song Happy Birthday. In fact, an AOL Time Warner subsidiary holds the copyright. In the past, it has demanded over $10,000 to allow you to hear anyone sing this popular song in a film. We didn't pay. We preferred to use the money to fly our crew to Boston and Los Angeles to bring you the following story.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Off into space. Man, that takes real teamwork. And here's a team of junior spacemen with an out-of-this-world breakfast.
Comparing the marketing of yesteryear to the marketing of today is like comparing a BB gun to a smart bomb. It's not the same as when I was a kid, or even when the people who are young adults today were kids. It's much more sophisticated and it's much more pervasive. It's not that products themselves are bad or good. It's the notion of manipulating children into buying the products. In 1998, Western International Media, Century City, and Lieberman Research Worldwide conducted a study on nagging.
We asked parents to keep a diary for 3 weeks and to record every time, you could imagine, every time their child nag them for a product. We asked them to record when, where, and why.
This study was not to help parents cope with nagging. It was to help corporations help children nag for their products more effectively.
Anywhere from 20% to 40% of purchases would not have occurred unless the child had nagged their parents. That is, we found, for example, a quarter of all visits to theme parks wouldn't have occurred unless a child nagged their parents. 4 out of 10 visits to places like Chuck E. Cheese would not have occurred. And any parent would understand that. You know, when I think of Chuck E. Cheese, oh my goodness, it's noise. And there's so many kids. Why would I want to spend 2 hours there? But if the child nags enough, you're going to go. We saw the same thing with movies, with home video, with fast food. We do have to break through this barrier where they do tell us, or they say they don't like it when their kids nag. Well, that's just a general attitude that they possess. It doesn't mean that they necessarily act upon it 100% of the time. You can manipulate consumers into wanting and therefore buying your products. It's a game.
Children are not little adults. Their minds aren't developed. And what's happening is that marketers are playing to their developmental vulnerabilities. The advertising that children are exposed to today is honed by psychologists. It's enhanced by media technology that nobody ever thought was possible.
The more insight you have about the consumer, the more creative you'll be in your communication strategy. So if that takes a psychologist, yeah, we want one of those on staff.
I'm not saying that it's wrong to make things for children. You know, and I also think it's important to distinguish between psychologists who work on products for children, who help, you know, toy corporations make toys that are developmentally appropriate. I think that's great. That's different from selling the toys directly to the children.
The initiative is huge. I think in the U.S. we place about $12 billion of media time. So we'll put it on TV, we'll put it in print, we'll put it out in outdoor, we'll buy radio time. So we're the biggest buyers of advertising time and space in the U.S. and in the world.
One family cannot combat an industry that spends $12 billion a year trying to get their children. They can't do it.
They are tomorrow's adult consumers, so start talking with them now. Build that relationship when they're younger, and you've got them as an adult. Somebody asked me, Lucy, is that ethical? You're essentially manipulating these children. Well, yeah, is it ethical? I don't know. But our role at Initiative is to move products. And if we know you move products with a certain creative execution, place in a certain type of media vehicle, then we've done our job.
Every institution provides the people who are members of it with a social role to occupy. And typically, institutions that are vibrant and have a lot of power will specify that role in some sense as a list of virtues. It's true for churches, for schools, for any institution that has power over people and shapes them.
One nation.
The corporation, likewise, it provides us with a list of virtues, a kind of social role, which is the good consumer.
Like the waters of a mighty ocean, people also represent a tremendous force, the understanding of which is of greatest importance to the American way of life. This force is known as consumer power.
The goal for the corporations is to maximize profit and market share, and they also have a goal for their target, namely the population. Now, they have to be turned into completely mindless consumers of goods that they do not want. You have to develop what are called created wants. So you have to create wants. You have to impose on people what's called a philosophy of futility. You have to focus them on the insignificant things of life, like fashionable consumption. I'm just basically quoting business literature, and it makes perfect sense. So the ideal is to have individuals who are totally dissociated from one another, whose conception perception of themselves. The sense of value is just how many created wants can I satisfy?
These people are customers because they are willing to trade money for widgets. And all the customers take their widgets home to all parts of the country. Look at all that money the widget builder has taken in from the sale of his widgets.
We have huge industries. Public relations industry is a monstrous industry. Advertising and so on, which are designed from infancy to try to mold people into this desired pattern.
I just think that should just get everybody's attention, I hope. I noticed that when they interviewed that woman who was talking about the survey they had done with parents regarding children nagging, she used the term that the information they gathered was helping them with their, quote, and this is what she called it, communication strategy, unquote. Well, you know what people, when I was younger, we used to call it a sales pitch. See how they clean this up, how they make it sound desirable, they make it sound sophisticated, they make it sound honorable when it's just a sales pitch. Another term she used, move products. And when I was a kid, that was calling selling non-essential junk. So that's how they spin all the time for our children, our young adults, our older adults. It's relentless. And these drug commercials just make me crazy. They show these pictures. I'm sure everyone's seen it if you watch any TV at all. Of this lovely, happy couple or this wonderful man playing golf. Everybody's fine. Everybody looks healthy and happy. And then they run the side effects while you're watching this guy play golf. And always the side effects include death. But I guess the people who watch these commercials must tune into the visualization. And perhaps, I don't know, maybe the callers in the second hour will tell me what they think. Are they tuning out the audio when they do this? Are they not hearing all these dangerous side effects of these drugs? That just blows me away to think that they would be willing to take any of them. These side effects, again, they include death. So you can see right now, I turn on the TV. When I was young, Halloween meant, you know, we went and we got a pillowcase. We got an old pillowcase. We cut eyes in it, you know, and drew whiskers on it or whatever. Or we went as hobos and we had fun making our own costumes. Now you watch on TV, they have ads where all these lovely costumes that the parents can buy their children. It's on every day. I see them every day trying to get parents to go out and spend money buying Halloween costumes, and then they advertise the candy, and always the children look just thrilled and happy and healthy, and as they, you know, chug down tons of junk food and candy, it's just hard to overcome what they're exposing our children to, unless you get rid of the TV, really, truthfully. So I thought we'd go on to the sixth one, Ken, but if you just want to play it, and then we'll probably run over and you might have to stop it, and we'll finish afterwards. Is that okay? Let's go on to number six. Well, I know I was going to skip five. Is that okay? Or is it already queued up or hard to do? Okay, let's do six.
Today, the job of building this nation geographically is completed. There are no new frontiers within our borders. So, to what new horizons can we look now? Where are tomorrow's opportunities? What's ahead for you, for your children? The frontiers of the future are not on any map. They are in the test tubes and laboratories of the great industries.
The Jacobardi case is one of the great judicial moments in world history. and the public was totally unaware it was actually happening as the process was being engaged. General Electric and Professor Jacobardi went to the patent office with a little microbe that eats up oil spills. They said they had modified this microbe in the laboratory, and therefore it was an invention. The patent office, the U.S. government, took a look at this, quote, invention, and they said, no way. And the patent statutes don't cover living things. This is not an invention. Turned down. Then General Electric and Dr. Jacobardi appealed to the U.S. Customs Court of Appeal. And to everyone's surprise, by a 3-2 decision, they overrode the patent office.
We bring good things to life.
And they said, this microbe looks more like a detergent or a reagent than a horse or a honeybee. I laughed because they didn't understand basic biology. It looked like a chemical to them. Had it had an antenna or eyes or wings or legs, it would never have crossed their table and been patented. Then the patent office appealed. And what the public should realize now is the patent office was very clear that you can't patent life. My organization provided the main amicus curiae brief. If you allow the patent on this microbe, we argue, it means that without any congressional guidance or public discussion, corporations will own the blueprints of life. When they made the decision, we lost by 5-4, and Chief Justice Warren Burger said, sure, some of these are big issues, but we think this is a small decision. 7 years later, the U.S. Patent Office issued a one-sentence decree. You can patent anything in the world that's alive except a full-birth human being.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled today that living organisms produced in the laboratory may be patented. This decision to extend patent
protection
to
the U.S. Supreme Court had to decide was whether one man or one company should be able to control new forms of life.
We allow a company or college to exclusively own a species. But what does that say about our reverence for life?
Researchers at Harvard manipulated the genes of mice, making their offspring more susceptible to cancer. They patented the Harvard mouse in the U.S., Europe, and Japan.
Then fought a legal battle that finally came to an end today. The Supreme Court of Canada ruled the genetically engineered mouse can't be patented.
Canadians don't think that life forms are inventions of industry, like bulbs and
witches. Scientists and drug companies search the planet for genes.
Companies scouring the planet looking for valuable DNA. Genes they can patent themselves.
It feels a lot like the Wild West. We've got bandits going around the world collecting wherever they can, sometimes under false pretenses.
Because it's been so isolated, Newfoundland has a unique gene pool. And there's so much interest from gene prospectors.
My genetic blueprint really has been taken away from me.
Instead of being the impartial pursuit of the truth, has become the pursuit of profit.
We've all been hearing about the announcement that we have mapped the human genome, but what the public doesn't know is now there's a great race by genomic companies and biotech companies and life science companies to find the treasure in the map. The treasure are the individual genes that make up the blueprint of the human race. Every time they capture a gene and isolate it, these biotech companies claim it as intellectual property. The breast cancer gene, the cystic fibrosis gene, it goes on and on and on. If this goes unchallenged in the world community, within less than 10 years, a handful of global companies will own directly or through license the actual genes that make up the evolution of our species. And they're now beginning to patent the genomes of every other creature on this planet. In the age of biology, the politics is going to sort out between those who believe life first has intrinsic value, and therefore we should choose technologies and commercial venues that honor the intrinsic value. And then we're going to have people who believe, look, life is simply a utility. It's commercial fare, and they will line up with the idea to let the marketplace be the ultimate arbiter of all of the age of biology.
Okay. I think that was probably the most important clip in that whole documentary. Because we are unaware that in 2007, a law was passed mandating that the DNA of every newborn be collected and put in a DNA database. These samples are being used for both screening and research biotechnology. This is really scary, people. it's unfortunate that everyone who's concerned about GMOs, and there are, it's more than just corn now and wheat, and I believe they've got GMO salmon, that people aren't putting the connection to the fact that this nightmare started back in 1980. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Here and remind the listeners of the importance of supporting RBN. All of the programming that is on this network, in my opinion, is just amazing. And I don't know how many other networks are going to tell you the truth about the corporations or about the legal system. Honestly, it seems like either they don't understand it or they don't think it's important. But understanding this corporate model is critical, and RBN gives us plenty of opportunity to share this information with its listeners. So please support RBN. Even if you don't have a lot, you can only afford a small amount, anything would be helpful and appreciated. There are several ways you can donate to RBN. You can call in to their 800 number, 800-724-2719, extension 1. Again, 800-724-2719. Extension 1, Or you can send a check to Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Repeat, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or if you have access to the internet, you can go to the RBN homepage on your computer and select either a single donation or a monthly pledge, whichever you prefer. Humanity needs the RBN boat to stay afloat for as long as possible. And as long as people remain ignorant of the truth, they will continue to unwittingly consent to their own demise. So just a reminder, RBN needs everybody's support. So that information that we just talked about can be accessed on the Anti-Corruption Society website. If you do the type in the search bar at the top, if you type in biotechnology and the corporation's race to own nature, it'll take you right to the article that we posted on that Chakrabarty case. We posted it in 2011. Shortly after we started watching that video, I had to look it up. I was like, oh my gosh, I never knew about that. I had no idea. In 1980, GMO products were born with a decision made by the Supreme Court justices. The more you look at these justices and these decisions they've made, the more you're going to start to see how much destructive policies lay right at their feet. That they authorize this carnage that is going on. And when the Supreme Court justices authorizes these big corporations to create these monstrous biotech discoveries, sadly, they're so powerful and so big, they leave the United States and they go international. So it's not just the United States that's subject to these nightmarish products and these Frankenscience. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.